This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Randall was stating a point about the reliability of these people. Greg?
Yeah, and you're exactly right as far as the background and the psychological, assessments that have to be done on pilots. But I always want to throw this in there, and do not get me wrong about it, but they're still human beings. And they're subject to their own values, their own assumptions, you know, their own expectations and their own beliefs. And a lot of times we create our own reality in our brain. We think about something and we can make constructs in our brain that will lead us to believe other things. The whole pareidolia thing, as far as if you have fight or flight, your amygdalas or parts of your brain are triggering to try to keep you alive. There's all kinds of things that come up. Something that the Air Force and the Navy calls it something different, but something that the Air Force did years ago, many years ago, is study what they termed as the OODA loop, the observe, orient, decide, and act. Because that's what a pilot does. He's flying, he's observing his instruments, he's observing how his plane is feeling, and he's observing with his eyes and ears. And when something happens, then he has to orient to that and then decide what he's going to do to resolve it, and then he's going to have to do the thing. When you get stressed out and when there's other phenomenon going on, your OODA loop gets screwed up. So you start deciding before you're orienting, kind of thing. You observe and then you just decide on what you're going to do, and then you might not act because you skip that over that, and you're back to observing again. And it's that thing of somebody's chasing you, and you have your keys in your pocket. And all you have to do is get your keys out of your pocket, stick it in the door, turn it, open the door, lock, go inside the house, lock the door. But what do? You pull your keys out, then drop it to the floor. You pick it up. You're trying to, you're shaking and you're doing all that stuff. So it's real interesting when, like you said, they talk about, like in Roswell, as far as Jesse Marcel, he was the intelligence officer there. He had to have been top of his game. Well, if you look into that, man, he's just a guy. He's an officer there. He's squared away. He's smart. You know, he's got security clearances and stuff like that. But we're still human beings. And I think we are really capable of tricking ourselves into things. And I'm not saying that what they're saying is not true, because I've seen the electronic evidence of that. And remember, that electronic evidence is coming from an antenna. It has to go down through a wire, through all kinds of modems, and has to be reinterpreted and then put up on a monitor. That monitor has to be oriented. So there's all kinds of changes that are going on. We just need to keep that in the background of, we believe what we see, but it might not be exactly what it is.
Well, it may not be what we think it is, our interpretation.
Right.
Again,
right.
We're back to that inductive reasoning. So, yeah. In this case, we had all the sensors aboard the carrier group. I guess it was out there, and they were tracking it for a number of days. And so they actually gave the pilots directions how to get there. So you have, the radar visual thing. And so he's describing what he sees. Well, he's not saying, I think it's from Zeta Reticuli and it's here to make peace on Earth. He's
right,
saying it
right.
looked like some sort of a white tic-tac shaped craft that behaved in ways I don't believe any aircraft in our inventory or anyone's can at this particular time.
And that's great testimonial evidence. Like I said, I always look back on it as a crime. How am I going to prove this crime actually occurred? And so when you have a highly trained individual that's not crazy and is out there and he's got eyes on something and he doesn't have any weird anomalies going on with his eyes, obviously he's a pilot, he's not going to have that sort of thing. He's not on any kind of medication that's going to, give him any kind of floaters or in his eyes or whatever it is.
Right.
And then you have ground crew that is picking up on digital evidence, radar evidence that, okay, something's there. And now we have eyes on. It's a huge Tic Tac shaped looking white thing. That's great testimonial evidence. And it gets us closer to what I hope it is. I hope it is somebody from another planet. I think that's fantastic. I don't like the idea of, you know, if we go on the human model, humans do exploration so that we can go there and take advantage of the resources and take over the place. You know, all you got to do is just look at everything, every society on the planet has ever done. They go and take other people's stuff. That's what happens. I'm hoping that if these are beings from another planet, that they're not human. I don't want them to be human. Human would be bad. You know,
yeah, we don't want this to be some kind of prelude to an invasion. That's for sure.
Right, we serve man, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And that's the thing that gets really slippery is, you know, a disciplinarian approach. If you're a priest, you're going to say that, you know, this particular vision was an angel or a demon. If you are a ufologist, you could interpret that particular thing as a some sort of experience of an actual being. If you are a ghost hunter, you're saying it's a ghost. If you're, you know, into time travel or into hollow earth theory, well, it's going to be something else. Everybody kind of relates the experience to whatever discipline that they grab onto. And to kind of go full circle, the question that you asked me, what do I specialize in? I specialize in investigation. I'm mainly interested in phenomenology and anomalistics and things that don't make a lot of sense in the conventional sense. And I like to look at those and try to make sense of
that. You've made so many great points there. And we see this all the time. We've had other guests who say the same thing. And this brings us back around to your inductive reasoning point. If we've got people who believe in ghosts and afterlives, then they're going to be looking at the evidence in a way that helps confirm their belief in whatever model of an afterlife it is that they want to personally believe in. And yet, we can't really say that that's what's going on. There really is no evidence that there are afterlives in the way that people typically think of them.
It, right. And you know, these Navy pilots that see these things may interpret them as, you know, enemy spy aircraft or enemy spy craft of some sort, or alien craft of some sort. But somebody else could come right along and go, it would make a lot more sense if it's a time traveler. You know, they could be jumping around in time. So that's why they move so fast and then they disappear and they're there and they're not. And, you know, they're not letting you get close to them because they want to sit and observe what's going on. So they're not going to do that. You know, it's funny because you hear people say, I want empirical evidence. I want empirical evidence. Well, they've never looked up the word empirical, you know, because Sir Francis Bacon, the father of the scientific method, said that, you know, empirical evidence, empiricism, it means experiential. It
and
means
observable.
You're there and observable, not.
Yeah.
You know, say, but if you talk to most people and you say, you know, I want empirical evidence, they want, like, you know, the bloody knife or the, you know, what, you know, some sort of object or something. It's not that at all. It's what you observe and you're able to take from that observation, whether you're using your eyes, your ears, or some other mechanism, a scope of some sort or some sort of measurement tool. That's the empirical evidence that we're looking for. But.
Well, that's such a great point. And it's why when people listen to me talk, I'll use this phrase that I call scientifically valid material evidence, because that's a completely different thing than just sort of a general idea of empirical evidence.
Right.
So, and
you have these pilots that are observing something. Well, what in science can help validate that experience? You know, the track of the radar, it's still not direct evidence. It's evidence, but it's not physically connected to that tic-tac shaped thing.
Good time to break.
with Greg. Randall and Gene, you're in
the Paracast. Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Greg, reciting the evidence, parameters and such. Go ahead, please.
So, as far as evidence goes, radar is great evidence, but it's not direct evidence. It's not a bloody knife. It's not, you know, some sort of physical thing that we can grab a hold of. And I always find it interesting when people talk about quantum mechanics. You'll hear people bring it up a little bit. Very few people really understand it. But I like it when somebody says, well, you know, nobody understands this stuff. Well, yeah, they do. That's the iPhone works on quantum theory. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things about quantum mechanics that people understand. It's just a problem that we have these geometric assumptions. We have this idea of a three-dimensional space that we live in plus time, and that gives us to our ability to move through this three dimensions. So some people say four dimension. Well, string theory is there. You can read anywhere, and this is, you know, Scientific American. These are accredited, good sources. They're saying possibly 11 to 13 to 15 dimensions that are happening all around us. And it's just we have not been made, created, or evolved in a way that this other stuff that's bouncing around all around us matters to us, you know, because it, like, we can't see infrared, ultraviolet. We can't see, you know, atomic waves, microwaves, that sort of stuff. And if we could see that, I wouldn't be able to see the microphone in front of my face, because there would be so much basically just like static or, you know, like when you look at an old TV that doesn't have any signal coming through, it's just snow, right?
Right. Yeah. That's going on all around us.
They're all
the time.
Around us.
That's a really interesting topic all in and of itself, because this whole topic of EM hypersensitivity and that sort of thing, that's actually starting to be taken more seriously now. And if you look up the term Schumann resonance and check it out, because it's that has a big impact on our actual human nervous system as well. So, pretty interesting stuff, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling when you do it. So when you're throwing all this stuff in there, like I said, my background is I just collect information. I got 3 feet of stuff I've collected from Roswell, and I'm sitting there going, I'm going to write my Roswell book. And here I am, you know, 12, 13 years into it, and I'm just like, I need a little bit more, you know, because Tom Carey and Don Schmidt, And a whole host of others,
Kevin Randall,
they've done such a great job, and they've made sense of a lot of things that I'm just kind of sitting back going, well, what do I have to add to this? You know, I'm still trying to figure out what I have to add. I have a few things that are pretty minor, but that's kind of what I do. I just collect this information, and one day maybe the light turns on and goes, oh, that's what that was. And it'll make sense. But, you know, that's kind of what I specialize in. So I do, you know, everything from metaphysical studies to ufology to, you know, ghost research. I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm more of a paranormal researcher and paranormal explorer, I guess. So I try to read about, do the research about something, and then travel to that location and see what I come up with.
Now, getting back to Roswell very briefly, did you read Kevin Randall's last book on the subject, Roswell in the 21st Century?
I did not, and I have it sitting right here in front of me. I got a stack of books sitting right here, and I really like Kevin Randall a lot. I have a huge amount of respect for him. I've never met him, but I have a huge amount of respect for him. I need to crack this thing open.
We'll stick Kevin on you. He's one of our favorite guests on the show. This book, he kind of approaches Roswell as a cold case, which you'll appreciate considering your background. And he says that some of the evidence that he felt pretty sure of, he's not so sure about, because there's not that confirmation. You find, as you trace back the evidence to its source, it doesn't hold up as well, or the witnesses were not as reliable. So, although he thinks something strange happened there, he's not prepared to be as favored towards the spaceship theory, or as favored towards the possibility that alien bodies were recovered. Just to point that, you haven't read the book. When you do, you know, you might disagree with him. In any case, in your research into Roswell, have you discovered anything that may have been missed by the other researchers?
No, I think that everybody's covered it pretty well. People have different perspectives on what had happened. You know, Stan Freeman's book on Crash at Corona, that makes a lot of sense. Actually, when you sit back and look at that, that makes a lot of sense. But once again, you know, so I do talks and I do workshops on cold case investigation. And there are specific industry standards that you go by doing cold case, but there's also things outside of what a normal investigation would be, especially dealing with cold case. And so, you know, when I look at what's going on there, there's no better cold case than Roswell, right? That thing went away. But if you investigate the individuals that were involved in it, that even becomes a better story. It's a more unusual story. Could you imagine being the commander of a base that has nuclear weapons and you tell the news that you found a flying saucer? Your boss would fire you on the spot. they would send in a whole team to get your furniture out of your office, would get somebody else in there. What the hell are you doing? But yeah, things didn't go that way, did it? You know, when you're looking at what happened to the individuals afterwards, you know, it makes you think about what were they telling the truth about and what were they lying about? I've worked homicide cases where I've put people in jail for the rest of their life, and I don't have a clue of what happened at that scene. I have evidentiary, you know, items and things like that that I can put things together, but the suspects have lied to me so many times, there becomes a point to where you go, okay, I don't even know what's the truth anymore. And anything that they do tell me, you know, I can't rely on it. I can't go on it just because they've lied so much. And so that's kind of where the U.S. government is on this thing. They've lied to us so much about this deal that, you know, it doesn't matter what they say at this point. Nobody's going to believe them unless they roll the spaceship out of, you know, Wright-Patterson or something.
Oh, that's such a good point. Yeah, go ahead, Gene. Was that you just breaking?
Yeah, I was just going to say. Well, I think the point is also that if they did roll out the spaceship, lots of people would not believe them. They believe it's fake news. They believe it's a model of some sort.
Sure.
I was saying, you know, years back when Obama was president, it seems like years, if he trotted out E.T., they'd say, nah, he's faking us out. But the current guy, if he trotted out E.T., we still wouldn't believe it. So there you go. But, of course, that's the old thing about politicians. Yeah. How do you know they're lying when they open the one? Well, we won't go into that.
Yeah.
We've got Greg Lawson, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
No more politics. Although, of course, you see, when you get into the military, though, and its involvement, politics has to rear its ugly head. You can't get away from it. So you're kind of stuck at it. The other thing here, we're all hoping, or a lot of people hoping, for some kind of disclosure. The military is going to tell us what's really going on. And then we get this stuff from that Pentagon UFO study, which merely covers kind of what the Air Force did back in the 50s and 40s, except it's like it lives in a vacuum. Oh, my God, the government is investigating UFOs. They forget that was already done. So it's like we're just running in circles.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And back at the Roswell thing, when you have the colonel of the base, you know, throwing this craziness out and then them not disciplining him, them not sending him, you know, to a psychiatric facility or taking him out of his job, they leave him there. And then he culminates. Blanchard got promoted all the way to general, above general, and was in Joint Chiefs of Staff. How does that happen? How does a guy make a blunder like I found a flying saucer to being in the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Yeah. So whatever he did at Roswell was fantastic. Whatever he did was incredible for them to promote him all the way up that high after what would look to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It suggests that, well, they took him into the fold.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whoever they are, you know, like.
Yeah, that would be, you know, McMullen's or McMullen or, well, DeBose was working for him. But anyway, that's there's so many different directions. There's so many rabbit holes on Roswell. It's a fascinating study. It's a fascinating cold case. Kevin Randall is exactly right. I mean, think about the amount of people that come forward and admit to doing criminal acts. And you wonder, well, why would they do that? But an example of this, I give this all the time because I'm familiar with it. There was a situation in Austin where some young women were all killed together. And then the building was burnt down. During that investigation, 42 people were all proven not to have done it. And you sit back and wonder, what in the heck is going on with human beings? Why would they want to do something like that to cause attention to themselves just to get into, you know, into the news? Well, if you walk into a cafe in 1989 or 1990 in Roswell and announce, hey, I'm writing a book about Roswell. Does anybody have any information about that? Well, you can get half the damn, you know, half the restaurant coming over to you and saying, yeah, you know, whatever, family member saw something, and then they interview them. So, you know, you can get 800, 900 witnesses in a town of 40,000 people easy, but what's the credibility? You know, you're looking at qualitative, you know, information or quantitative information. Does more people mean, you know, that it's true, or better information mean that it's true?
Probably a combination of both, you would think.
In a murder case, if I have three people that have really good information and see that, I will take that over, you know, 60 people that were kind of in the area and heard some noise or might have seen a flash of light or something. But it's all about the investigation. You know, it's all about the information that you're getting from your witnesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, both of them, I think those factors have to be given serious consideration depending on the circumstances. With respect to, say, the UFO phenomena in general, are how many of the tens of thousands of witnesses are we just going to arbitrarily write off as liars? You know, in other words, say you're standing on the street and a crowd of people comes by, you know, 250 people saying there's a fire approaching, you know, from the other end of town. You better get out of here. You know, are you going to go, well, I don't know, 250 people, you know, they could all be wrong. But what are the chances of that, right?
Right, right.
You know, are you going to stand there or are you going to go, okay, I think that makes sense. Let's get out of the way, out of the path of this thing.
Yep. Devoid of physical evidence, it's really, really difficult to kind of work your way through the jungle of what's, you know, what this person's telling you is true and what's not. And when I'm interviewing somebody, I will typically just, you know, if I do an interview, I'm just, okay, what happened? And then they tell me what happened. And then I'll go back and confirm specific things. I don't always interview somebody and look for signs of deception. I'm just kind of getting to know them as we're going along. But there's all kinds of signs of deception that will come up. And this person's telling you some sort of elaborate story or excuse why some behavior happened or something. There's all these signs of deceptions popping up everywhere. And it doesn't mean the person committed that crime. It could mean that the person is skirting around the issue of a crime that they did commit that's not related to this, and they just are trying very carefully not to stumble into, you know, admitting this other crime or giving up somebody else's name or whatever it might be. So the signs of deception that people will have doesn't necessarily go back onto the actual crime itself.
Yeah, astute observation there. It's you've obviously got some experience with interviewing people that way. And it's really good to hear that we've got somebody out there in the field who's doing that with that level of knowledge and experience.
I've sat in interview rooms before and, you know, me and my partner and we walk out, whoever my partner is at the time, we walk out and they're like, yeah, that guy's lying. He did it. He did it. I said, yeah, he's lying, but I don't know whether he's lying about what actually happened or he's lying about something else that he doesn't want us to know about.
Yeah.
Good
point.
It matters. It really does.
So what other UFO or paranormal experiences have you had personally?
As far as UFO, none other than that. I mean, I've seen lights in the sky and stuff like that.
Well, vague lights in the sky aren't UFOs.
No.
Neil deGrasse Tyson completely disinforms us when he gets on and does his spiel. You know, the term UFO is just never meant the literal interpretation of his acronym ever. So, yeah. But what about other stuff?
Well, I mean, I've had like I said before, I've had what would be, I guess, religious experiences or metaphysical experiences, I hope. And what I mean by that is I just profound emotional experiences at certain places or during certain things. So to say that I've ever seen a ghost come up to me or witnessed a demon inside of some, I mean, I've been to plenty of calls where emotionally disturbed people are and their families are saying that they're possessed and they're behaving in a possessed way. And there's ways to work through that. So I've been around a lot of that. And I think the main thing is those feelings and those experiences that I've had that are very profound, I guess.
So what sort of experiences can you be more specific in terms of phenomena?
Yeah, sure. I'm not trying to be. So the most profound experience I ever had was I was 19 years old and I was in the Army and I was stationed up in Alaska and I was with a Arctic Subarctic Aquatic Pararescue Group. And we were in Kodiak, Alaska for 3 weeks doing training with helicopters going in and out of cold water and doing rescues. And it was a 3 week class. And during those 3 weeks, I would go up to there was a cultural or heritage center, like a little historical society that's there in Kodiak. And I would go up there because back then we didn't have, you know, the internet. So I couldn't just look stuff up. You actually had to read books, believe it or not. And so I would go up there and I would cipher through all their stuff and I was learning all about, I didn't realize that the first whites that were in Alaska were Russian. And, you know, I'm just reading about this stuff I might have, should have known from high school, but I just didn't pay attention. So anyway, I was learning all this cultural stuff and learning about Three Saints Bay, the first colony of Russians that came into Alaska, which was down south of Kodiak. And I thought, you know, I really want to go to Three Saints Bay and see that.
Let's tell you the story in our next segment. Greg, Gene, sure. And Randall, yeah. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I sure hate to have to interrupt long stories.
No, you're fine.
Because of the law of the jungle in radio. Go ahead, Greg.
No, that's no problem. So I was doing this research about Alaska, and I was looking at Three Saints Bay and the first colony that the Russians had in Alaska. And it had lasted for a little less than 10 years, and a tsunami came in. There was probably an earthquake somewhere or whatever, and this big wave came in and wiped them out. Well, they relocated up to what is now Kodiak. But there's other areas. Old Harbor is close to there. And there's an island called Sitkaladak Island. That's just off the coast. And I was reading, and they have a location there that's called Refuge Rock. And it's basically the Wounded Knee of Alaska. It was the indigenous population that was living there. They would go out onto Refuge Rock whenever they would get attacked by anyone. And there's no way that you can breach these cliffs. You know, you're up on this big flat area, and then there's cliffs all the way around, and you'd be able to defend yourself very well. Well, they didn't understand gunpowder and cannon, and when the Russians came in to try to take them all as slaves, they went to Refuge Rock, and basically the Russians bracketed cannon fire in on them and killed anywhere from 300 to 3,000 people. And we know this because at the end of the 1700s, a Dutch explorer came in there, a Dutch sociologist actually came in there, and interviewed quite a few of the people that actually survived the massacre and were taken as slaves. So he interviewed these people. And I thought, man, I really want to go to that because this is out in the middle of nowhere. So when I got through with class that Friday, I went to the airport there in Kodiak and got an Alaskan Uber at that time. This was 1983, I think. And so an Alaskan Uber at that point was the least drunk guy at the airport would give you a ride to this plane, you know? I don't know. It's like I had less than $200. I think I gave him $20 or $30, something like that, to fly me over to Old Harbor. And landed there, got out, and I had to walk into town. It's a big muddy road going into town. You have all these big pine trees, you know, it's beautiful green. And I'm walking, and the road kind of curves to the right, and I see this huge blue dome there. And it was a Russian Orthodox church. in Alaska, in the middle of nowhere, man. It was really, really interesting. So anyway, I go over there and I go check in at the Bates Motel. It was a really bad motel. And then I went down and I talked to some of the fishermen that were down there, the guys on the boats, asking, you know, who's for hire and who will take me over there. To make a really long story a little bit shorter, one guy agreed to take me and drop me off close to where Refuge Rock was, and he was taking another group out to go actually fishing. So they were going to go out fishing and then come back and get me in 8 hours when they came back. So they dropped me off on this little spit of land. Man, I was out there by myself in Alaska, nothing around, and I sat there and looked at that rock. It was about 300 yards offshore. I was supposed to be there, and I was supposed to go there, and I had been in the water all, you know, for the last 3 weeks, and I'm looking at it. I didn't have my gear with me, but I'm looking at it. I'm like, I can make it over there. So I started, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. So I started going into the water, and I'm going into the water, and I was probably about 70, 80 yards out, and I was getting up to my waist, and I was looking around, and it looked like there's like a road that was underwater that went all the way there. And I just had this metaphysical experience that these things or whatever it was telling me I was supposed to be on that island. And I got scared and I turned around and I went back and I regretted it ever since, man. I was like, I didn't pass the test. I was supposed to go out there, you know?
Yeah. That was like, we're just getting to the good part.
I know.
The story is pretty cool, but I had no idea that kind of stuff went on up there. That is a really interesting story.
Yeah. And I get emotional even thinking about it and talking about it. And I'm thinking one day, maybe I'll end up back there somehow, but you can nowadays, you can go on Google Earth and actually go and look at this thing. And there is a road, an underwater road that is from the spit of sand all the way out to Refuge Rock. And if you look behind it on it, and I saw this and I was trying to put two and two together, but I didn't have that elevation, look on the whole thing, but it looked like to me that they had dug dirt and then carried it out into the water and put it down in the water and actually built this little raised area all the way out to the island. But nowadays it's a heritage site now, and you can't even get on the island anymore. It's completely illegal for you to go over there and all that stuff, but you can see it on Google Earth. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Well, you might be able to get a permit or something. Maybe the tide was just up at the time or something. And at low tide, it was exposed or something.
No, that was low tide. That was absolutely low tide. But that's how I'm assuming that they would get, if they didn't have any kind of, you know, canoes or anything to get there, that would be a really easy way to go out and go through there. If you had the proper, you know, clothing on, you could do it.
Of course, like this feeling that you had, though, I mean, we're talking about a very subjective feeling.
Yes.
Something that was going on. Excellent story. But have you had other experiences where some sort of external phenomena seemed to materialize or present itself to you in some way?
I have not. Nope.
But you've talked with people who have, I assume.
All the time. Yes. And I'm very intrigued by it. I hope one day that it happens to me. And, you know, you have the people that go, well, you're just not open to it. Yeah. Crap. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why we see what we think we see. And, I think it has a lot to do with locations. Cause I mean, I've traveled all over the place in the military. I've gone to over 40 countries. I need to do another count on it. I think I have like 52 countries, and every country I've been to, I've gone to at least one, if not multiple, odd locations, someplace that would lend itself to a suggestion that paranormal activity would likely occur there. For instance, like, you know, if there's a haunted location, well, Gettysburg is probably one of them. You know, the battlefield at Gettysburg, or the pyramids of Giza, or the Lizzie Borden house, or, you know, something that where some sort of very tragic thing happened that would lend itself to what we believe is a ghost experience, or, you know, a psychic impression, or some sort of thing that would happen. So I've been to a lot of those places, and I've had the strange feelings and that sort of thing. But and there's been a couple of times where people were using spirit boxes, and the spirit boxes said things that, you know, I run statistics in my head and go, wow, what are the odds of that spirit box answering that question? You know, who just came into the room? Randy. And Randy just walked into the room. How does that happen? You know, but, you know, it's another one of those, I'm using air quotes, tools that paranormal investigators will use. And it's an FM radio or an AM radio on perpetual scan. And it's just stopping every time it hits, you know, a strong frequency, and it gives you a millisecond of time for one word to come through, and then it skips to the next one. I've taken them apart. I know how they're made. That's completely random. That's kind of like a really cool magic eight ball. You know, it's an electronic magic eight ball. Just depends on what it lands on, the information is going to give you. But, you know, there's been a couple of times where, you know, like Randy walks in the room and, you know, who just walked in the room? And the thing says Randy, and that's just amazing.
Well, yeah, and this is the whole synchronicity of the thing. What we've got is a system that we understand perfectly well. And within the belief system of afterlives itself, should have no bearing on how the detection system is working, because we've got two entirely separate sets of phenomena that philosophically and physically, if it is even a physical thing, and yet somehow there are these correlations that seem to happen in the world.
Yeah. And things like that happen to me all the time. People will say things, or a word will come forward that I've never heard before. And then for the rest of the day, I hear it three more times. I'm like, where is this word coming from?
You know what? Let's break. You know what? I have words, many words. I could tell you words. No, those words are not allowed on commercial radio, but we have words from a few of our benefactors. And after you listen to them, you'll know why I have those words and what they're for. Greg Lawson, I don't know what I just said. Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.